It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert. Rob Ferret is out today. Coming up later, we'll hear about an effort in Milwaukee to find photos and share stories of some of the state's Vietnam veterans. First, we're talking about an issue that's being debated in Wisconsin right now, restrictions on public assistance. In his budget proposal, Governor Scott Walker included a provision to drug test people who use food stamps and unemployment benefits in Wisconsin. That measure was just approved by the Joint Finance Committee last week. Republican state representatives have also introduced legislation that would ban certain kinds of groceries someone can buy with food share, including cookies, chips, energy drinks, soft drinks, seafood, or steak. Congresswoman Gwen Moore says putting restrictions like these on people who need public assistance is, to her, political paternalism. She makes her case and critiques similar legislation in other states in a piece for The Guardian that you can find on the Central Time Facebook page. Gwen Moore joins us now. She represents Wisconsin's 4th Congressional District, which includes Milwaukee. Congresswoman Moore, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me, Veronica.
Well, you call these kinds of restrictions on public benefits forced political paternalism. What do you mean by that?
Well, Veronica, what I have to say is this is very reminiscent of the old Ronald Reagan welfare queen mythology, the demonization of the poor for the purpose of reducing the budget and being able to justify it. And it's reminiscent of those kinds of myths, and it's shameful because food stamps in particular have kept literally millions of people out of abject poverty.
Now, there's a line from your piece in The Guardian that I want to quote. It says, "The implication that those battling poverty are more susceptible to substance abuse is as absurd as it is offensive." Is that the subtext that you see?
Oh, absolutely. And not only is it absurd, just on the face of it, because it's been demonstrated time and again that there's no evidence, no scientific evidence at all, that people who are poor use drugs more than anyone else, and perhaps some have shown that they use drugs even less. So it's a waste of money, it's a waste of taxpayer money and time, but more importantly, it's just unconstitutional, and it really violates people's basic protections against warrantless searches without any probable cause. And to demonize people who are poor. Here in Wisconsin, for example, there's a legislative proposal that's just passed one of the chambers of the state legislature that would provide for drug testing of folk who receive food stamps, SNAP, Medicaid, and unemployment insurance, for example. And, so in the case of food stamps, for example, the whole purpose would be to cut SNAP benefits by $71 million a year. So if it's your purpose to just cut the benefits, be transparent about that and not build this straw man that somehow welfare recipients, two-thirds of the food stamp recipients, two-thirds of whom are children, elderly, or the disabled, are drug addicts.
Now, advocates of this kind of public benefit legislation to maybe drug test or limit foods bought say they're trying to save money, that this amounts to fiscal responsibility, a way to make sure the tax dollars go where they're supposed to go. What do you say to that?
It's a way to unconstitutionally and against the Department of Agriculture policy for food stamps to create barriers that will clearly prevent some eligible people from getting food stamps. And you know, again, I want to reiterate that, you know, about 40% of the people who receive food stamps are children, people who don't use drugs, who don't work, can't work, and they're in households. 80% of the households have someone there who is already working. The whole point of this program is to not really help people. It is really to demonize the poor so that there can be a cause célèbre for trying to really diminish the benefits of a program that works very well. We tried this last Congress on the federal level, and it didn't pass, even with a very conservative Congress. And so in places like Wisconsin, Governor Walker knows full well that there will be legal challenges to this that could, in fact, prevail. But in the meantime, it just sort of stirs up, you know, some of the dog whistle and some of the sort of demonization of the poor that really could propel him his signature politically. And it's a shame because food stamps work so well, Veronica. They work in tangent with the counter-cyclical nature of our economy. When times are good, food stamps usage drops. When times are bad, it's the only thing people have to hold on to. And when I look at my constituents here in the Milwaukee area and have the largest concentration of African Americans, have a huge concentration of Hispanics, you know, cutting time-limiting food stamps, creating that barrier, drug testing folk, these are measures that will cut, again, $71 million out of the food stamp program at a time when we have the second highest unemployment among African Americans in the country, at a time when being a black child is worse in Milwaukee, Wisconsin than anywhere in the nation. Here is a time that we're going to have a public policy that diminishes public support even more, and that is frightening, Veronica.
We're talking right now with Congresswoman Gwen Moore, representing Wisconsin's 4th District, about her recent opinion piece in The Guardian on public assistance restrictions. And at the core of some of these laws is the idea that fraud is being prevented. How significant a problem is fraud in these programs, you know?
Oh, Veronica, give me a break. The SNAP program, formerly known as food stamps, is one of the best administered programs in the federal government. There's very little fraud and abuse, and to the extent there's nothing like in some of the other important programs like Medicare. But it's so such a small number in comparison to the numbers of millions of people that literally are lifted out of abject poverty. It's very well run. What people are talking about when they talk about restrictions, no seafood, no lobster, no crab, these are there are patterns of food stamp usage that these proponents of these measures try to rally the rage against them, and it's totally unjustified. There have been food stamp recipients who have swapped cash out with other people so that they can buy deodorant and sanitary napkins and diapers. We have known of instances where people have, you know, for single people, people who have no children, maybe an elderly person, might get a benefit of $20 a month. There have been seniors who have literally saved a 3-month allocation of food stamps so that they can have a nice Thanksgiving dinner, or that they could buy their kid a birthday cake. I have personally been in line when people have sneered at a cart or someone went out and bought their little 7-year-old kid a birthday cake. Ridiculous social engineering, humiliating people because of their poverty. When you look at the unemployment numbers, especially in my district, in my community that I represent, it is totally not totally the responsibility of individuals that jobs are lacking, that they have not recovered from the recession, and these measures are designed to humiliate them as poor people for political purposes.
And as we wrap up, I want to ask you, in your recent piece in The Guardian, you write that you grew up in a low-income household in Wisconsin. What do you want people to know about low-income people, maybe people who use these benefits, that they may not know?
Well, you know, what I can say is that, you know, we live in a democracy, and this is a very precious notion to to me. And in a democracy, everybody has basic opportunities. Many of my Republican colleagues were talking about life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness in terms of a very narrow abortion debate. But I said, what about just basic feeding each other, breaking bread, and making sure that people have at least the minimum standard of food? I benefited from that. You know, I was nobody. I was not a congresswoman. I was one of nine children, poor, on welfare, government cheese, government subsidies, peanut butter, public education. But because of a community that thought I was worth it to give me a sandwich and a glass of milk and an education, I am now representing, you know, over 700,000 people, and I want to protect them from the ignorance and homophobia and classism that these kinds of policies really promote.
Representative Moore, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Congresswoman Gwen Moore representing Wisconsin's 4th District, which includes Milwaukee. She joined us to talk about her recent opinion piece for The Guardian on restrictions for public assistance.